Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Down Low. It's me, your host, Mike. Lucas is not here today because everybody is home for Easter break. I decided not to, but I'm here with two guests. Say your name.
Go ahead, you go first.
I'm Sydney.
Y'all, what's up?
And I'm back. It's Anjanae.
So you guys remember Anjanae from the relationship advice she was given for long distance. Today we have that other half here today, Sydney Bradley, who was also a student here last year.
Hey, y'all.
How are you feeling today, Sid?
I'm feeling great. I'm excited to be here, man.
Amazing, amazing. So first off, we want to just take, you know, a quick second to get to know everybody. And we already know Anjanae, so Sid, we're just here to get to know you so the audience knows you well. And we really just want to know a little bit about yourself. So just a quick question is just like, what's something most people wouldn't expect you to do, or like what's something about you that people wouldn't expect about you off the court? Like, has nothing to do with sports, just what's something people wouldn't expect about you?
I don't like sushi, but I like seafood.
Why do you like seafood?
Actually, the first time I had it wasn't that long ago, but it's good. It's just hard to eat.
With who?
I had it in Florida. You was there. We got to see football together.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now you know.
Would you say that you're introverted or extroverted?
I think I'm both. But I think I'm more introverted until I get to know somebody.
Nice, nice. And then outside of basketball, what's something you're very passionate about? As of right now.
Oh, probably. I don't know. I was going to say, like, coaching, but that's basketball. But I would say just my friends and family.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Shout out to them. All right, now we're going to get into the good questions, y'all. So make sure y'all listen closely. So as you guys know, like I said, she was a student here last year, but she was also an athlete here last year. You started off D1 and then went JUCO. What's the journey like for you mentally and emotionally?
I think I'll take it back first to March when I entered the portal at first. And I think, honestly, I was really nervous to enter the portal at first because, like, honestly, I didn't play that much in my freshman year, so I was scared to even get recruited. And then also there was, like, a mental part of it. Like, I felt like I was taking, like, a step backwards. Like, oh, I'm at Division I'm at the highest level of basketball, and now I'm going back to JUCO. It felt like a step back, so that was really hard mentally. But once I was there, I got better, definitely learned some mental toughness and how to handle different types of things. And I think now I'm just trying to keep trusting the process to get to another school.
Amen. With you being at JUCO, what JUCO did you go to?
What'd you say?
What JUCO did you go to?
Oh, Northwest Florida State College.
Okay, shout out to them. And what did y'all just do?
We won a national championship.
Woo! Woo! With you being at a JUCO, what did it teach you that D1 didn't?
Honestly, the fundamentals of basketball. I feel like at my JUCO, I really learned how to do basic things, like when you get into the paint, you know, 2 feet, you know, pivot, protect, that type of stuff. I think that's the biggest thing. Like, I learned how to play basketball, like fully learned how to play basketball.
Do you think that, like, at the D1 level, they just, like, expect you to without actually, like, teaching you and actually coaching you, whereas at like JUCO, maybe at D3, D2 JUCO, they just, like, you know, they're preparing you so they can get you to that level?
Yeah, I think at least the Division I that I was at, I think that they didn't really have the teaching skills to really teach. But then also I feel like JUCO, like, the whole point of going JUCO is to learn basketball. And the whole point of going JUCO is to learn how to play basketball, because, like, if you take that route from high school, it's like, oh, you're in high school, and, like, obviously some high schools are good, some aren't good. So if you're really going to go JUCO from high school, then it's like you really have to learn, like, the fundamentals of basketball.
How did you stay locked in and motivated during that time?
Honestly, this past year, it was really easy because all my classes were online. So literally my day was just wake up, like, I had practice or whatever, or like some individual workout or something. And then I had to do my class, and then I had real practice. Like, it was literally just school and basketball every day. So I didn't have many distractions.
That's good. And what was the hardest part of transferring and, you know, adjusting between levels?
Adjusting between levels? Honestly, I think the coaching was one of the biggest things, because my coach this past year, he was really hard on us. He had his way of doing things, and if you didn't do that, you was running up and down, you was running stairs, you was running on the track. So I think just learning how to play under a different, more disciplined coach.
That's good. And lastly, what advice would you give to a player going through the transfer process, like, right now?
Ooh, right now it's hard just because the portal is so loud. But honestly, I think if you were in my exact situation, I would go JUCO if you can. If you can't, I think you just need to focus on the things that you want in your life. If that's playing basketball after college, if that's your job, if that's like your family or your friends or whoever you want to be, I think you just need to really think about what you want outside of basketball and go based off of that too.
Okay. Now, we know that you're in a relationship and we already know that it's long distance. And we just want to get your take on it. But this kind of, both y'all can talk on this one, but how did you guys meet and how long have y'all been long distance?
You want to tell them how we met? That was you. Go ahead. You want to act nervous now. Anyways, so I don't even know if I could say it. Well, we met at the University of Evansville.
Woo. Shout out UE.
Yeah. I met her at the end of my first semester. We had the little pancake night. Mm-hmm. She came up to me trying to interview me for some little music thing. I said my little song. She texted me after. The rest is history, man.
And just as clear to y'all, she said that the song that I chose was like a 7. I was so mad that day. Like, I don't even remember what song it was, but man.
It was probably Drake.
It was. It was Drake. But okay. And how long have y'all been long distance?
The whole time.
No, we haven't. That's not true. Like, probably like 7-8 months.
And then what's been the most challenging part about the long distance and how do y'all make it work? And mainly, Sid, I want to hear your intake because we already heard Ajanae, so.
I think one of the hardest parts that you can't really change is just not seeing your person. For us, I mean, we're on the phone all the time. And for me, thank God, I didn't really have a busy schedule, but, you know, she did. So, you know, I'd be ready for my little FaceTime call. I'd be ready. I'd be waiting for it. But, you know, some days she'd be tired. So I think it's really just, like, you got to let the other person, like, you can't get, I think you said this on yours, but you can't get mad if, like, your person is tired or they don't want to talk. Because it's really probably not you. It's probably just, you know, their day. You know what I'm saying?
And then how do you guys keep your connection strong with time apart and busy schedules? Do you feel like it could be improved? Do you feel like you guys are doing great?
I think we're doing a good job. I think we found ways to, like, be together without just being on the phone. Like, if we're on the phone, we're playing a game or watching a movie, or we're just, you know, not just sitting on the phone silently. Just finding stuff like that to do.
That's good. And now we're going to our next portion. It's the this or that for both you guys. So I'm going to name two different things. And on the count of three, y'all are going to say it. Hopefully y'all get these right. There's only about 10 of them.
Okay, so we're trying to say the same thing?
Same thing. See if y'all can get on the same page.
That's easy.
But then there's also ones like, who's more of this? Who's more of that? Say the person's name, but like, don't say me. Be like,
sit.
Yeah. Okay, so 3, 2, 1. Morning person or night owl? 3, 2, 1.
Night owl. Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
Actually, never mind. Keep
going. What's the question?
I was going to say, are we saying it like if she's like a night owl or me, or is it just,
no,
just
something? Same thing. Yeah, same thing. Just something y'all would agree on.
Sorry, go ahead.
Stay in or go out? 3, 2, 1.
Stay in. Ooh, okay, good.
Call or text? 3, 2, 1.
Call.
Okay.
Duh.
Who's more competitive? 3, 2, 1.
That is that is such a hard one because we're like literally the same person. Sydney. Like, she just has anger issues when it comes.
I don't.
She has anger issues when it comes to basketball. We lose and she kicking the ball down the street. So
because we lost. Because I'm competitive. Therefore, the answer is.
And I just be sitting there getting mad. I don't just say anything. You just take it to a whole nother level.
Because I'm mad.
All right. Anyway, next question.
Who's more likely to cry during a movie? 3, 2, 1.
Anjanae. Just say your name.
I about cried this morning.
Anjanae. This morning.
I was watching a movie at work.
What movie was it?
They were getting married, and it was just like so, like, I don't know the movie. I was watching it off Tubi. Tubi movies are so good, guys.
Shout out Tubi. I love the Tubi original.
Not spawned.
Who apologizes first in an argument? 3, 2, 1.
Sid.
Okay. Who plans better surprises? 3, 2, 1.
Sid. Yeah, I know.
That's a good one.
Watch out.
Let's see if y'all really know each other. Who said I love you first? 3, 2, 1.
I did.
Okay. That's amazing.
That's right.
Yes. I love you.
Okay, go ahead.
Chocolate or vanilla? 3, two, one.
Chocolate.
What?
Yeah.
You don't even like chocolate.
I don't.
She was trying to say it because she knew I was going to say chocolate.
No, I just hate vanilla. Vanilla is so bland.
It's like this vanilla bean.
What is vanilla bean?
Vanilla.
Vanilla bean?
But that's what... Never mind.
Bean, like B-E-A-N?
Yes, vanilla. That's like what it's called. Vanilla bean. Frappuccino.
No, chocolate all the way. I be getting chocolate milkshakes.
I agree. Sorry. Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Netflix or YouTube? 3, 2, 1.
Netflix.
She gonna sit in her room and watch Netflix all day, every day.
I'm currently logged out right now.
What you been watching?
Logged her out.
My cousin, actually.
Oh, cousin,
I'm logged out. But what?
What you been watching, like, on Netflix lately?
I watch every new movie that comes on there. I watch it. So if you ask me, I've probably seen it. I'm currently watching Good Girls, but we haven't finished that yet. But I'm about to start another series on there. But I'll be watching it every day, all day. Like, if you... That's what I'm doing.
Literally. Fun fact about her, if you ask her if she's seen a movie, she's going to say yes.
I've probably seen every movie in the world, except for The Notebook and The Titanic, because what type of bullshit is that?
Oh. And I'm the complete opposite way. So, trying to find movies is hard.
Okay, y'all ready?
Yeah. Dang.
Who's a better texter? 3, 2, 1.
Sydney.
That means just like...
Texting. Who's, like, better at texting?
Like, who
wake up to paragraphs to paragraphs to paragraphs because I'm over here sleeping all day. She'd be getting mad.
I'd just be updating. You know what I'm saying?
Communication.
All right. Communication is key. Ain't that right?
Ain't that right?
Who catches feelings faster? 3, 2.
Hold on.
Between each other.
Oh.
Well, yeah. I don't know because
it took Cindy a good 24 hours.
3, 2, 1.
Sydney.
I don't like that question.
You did.
Who gets jealous easier? 3, 2.
Mike know the answer already.
3, 2, 1.
Sid.
I was about to say Sid.
No, it's you. Mike, who is it?
I was about to say Sid. Like, we both said the same thing.
Example. We got multiple examples.
A nice, you know, PG.
I mean, we just came from my house and she made me go on my Instagram and scroll all the way up to this dude that literally just sent me a reel out of nowhere. And she was like, look, right there. He's sending you heart eyes. Why you ain't blocking? We were together in July.
Not jealousy. That's it. That's not jealousy.
What is that?
I don't know. I'm just,
or when someone calls me pretty.
You are pretty, though. So no, that don't make me mad.
It's okay.
Okay, next question.
I don't get jealous. I know who I am.
Yeah. So what happened that one day?
What one day?
Playing basketball with that person.
Okay, y'all ready? Cuddling or deep convos? 3, 2, 1.
Deep convos.
Hmm. Like that.
Ow.
Summer or winter? 3, 2, 1.
Summer.
My prime.
Hmm. I like winter because I get to wear hoodies and sweats. For
I hate when I be looking like a... And your lips chapped and everything.
All right.
Not you.
I got Aqua 4, you know.
Aqua 4. What about Aqua 5?
That was actually good.
Next question.
You laughing?
TikTok or Instagram? 3, 2, 1.
TikTok.
Yeah, that was easy. That was easy.
TikTok.
Okay, next question. So, looking back at the past season... that you just had, mm-hmm. What was your proudest moment on the court?
On the court? Honestly, I think just winning the tournament as a whole. Because I think that was my main goal going there, and I was telling people, oh, yeah, we're going to win. And there was times in the season where I was like, oh, maybe we're not going to win. Because we actually had lost the state tournament, so I was like, dang. But then I feel like just coming back and winning that tournament, coming together, was just my proudest moment.
That's good. And I feel like that's good because, like, just... like, backing up your talk is, like, very satisfying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's very,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like saying, like, oh, we going to win. And everybody's like, yeah, okay. Then you actually do it.
Right.
It's so satisfying. So I feel you on that. So before you went to a JUCO, you were here at UE. Mm-hmm. Was there a moment last season that made you question everything? Like, do I still want to do this? And how did you push through it?
I don't think I ever questioned if I still wanted to play basketball because I knew I always wanted to. And I tell everybody, like, nobody's going to make me quit basketball. But yeah. I think the thing I was questioning here was, like, am I still valued? Like, am I still a valuable player? Like, am I still meant to be here?
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like I was working hard. I feel like I was the hardest worker on the team, or at least one of them. And I wasn't getting a fair shot at all. So I think I really just questioned my value instead of if I wanted to play. if that makes sense.
Yeah. And, you know, I agree with that. You know, obviously, me and Lucas, if he was here, he would say the same thing. But, you know, we were practice players. Mm-hmm. And we watched you, and you still have a lot of potential. So I agree with you. You know, if you're not feeling valued, somebody will.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's good. To end this, though, with everything we just said, I want to ask you a question. You know, this is a thing we do where we, you know, we give motivation to those who are listening. And I want to know from you, what's one piece of advice you would give an athlete who's going through a tough transition, whether it's transferring schools, changing levels, or trying to find their identity outside of basketball?
Honestly, I'm still trying to find my identity outside of basketball myself. But I think that if you're going through a tough time like I did or something like it, because obviously it's very common in basketball, I think you just need to look into yourself and look and see if you truly want to be where you are. And I say to always be where your feet at. But like, if something needs to change and something needs to change, I don't think you should stay in a situation where you don't feel valued. But I think if you're thinking about choosing a different school or leaving the school you're at, I think you should really just question yourself and look and see, like, really evaluate what value you have. Because, you know, coaches are going to degrade you all the time. So I think you really just need to look into yourself and just know that you're here for a reason and you've played this sport your whole life for a reason and you can do it. So, okay. So.
I like that. Ajene, you want to give them anything? Just you want to say bye to them? What you want to say anything?
I have a question.
What's your question?
What about, like obviously, like, you've been through this with me, kind of. So I feel like if you're, like, with somebody who's going through a tough time, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you help them, like, as their person, you know what I'm saying? Because I think you're good at that. So go ahead, tell the world. Go ahead.
Mm. Ask the question one more time so they can understand it more.
How do I word it? If you're like, I don't know.
Like, so basically you're asking me if, like, someone else is dating a basketball player and they're going through, like, the transition period.
Yeah,
like,
or just being an important person in someone's, like, decision. You know what I'm saying?
But the important person would be your family.
Okay, no, just answer the question.
Okay. I don't even know. Because I just sit here and I just tell her, like, obviously she's worth it. Like, obviously some coach is going to want her because I know her potential. Like, so I feel like I don't really know. Like, I just push her to be the best she can. Like, I always motivate her to go to the gym. Go work out, go do something. Even if she don't want to do it, I'm like, you need to go. So, like, I just say motivate your person, push them, give them good advice, and pray about it.
Amen.
Amen. Because at the end of the day.
The day is going to end.
The day is going to end. But, guys, I think, like, what she's basically trying to say, what everybody's trying to say is no matter what, you no matter how good you are, how bad you are, everybody needs motivation. Even LeBron James, he needs motivation. His motivation is his family. Mm-hmm. Everybody has motivation. Sid's motivation is her family, her friends, her girlfriend. Ajene's motivation is her girlfriend, her friends, and her family. Everybody has motivation. So just take that in mind that if you need some motivation, find that person that can help you and to motivate you. Don't think you can only, you always do it alone because you got people around you. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, thank y'all for listening, and we'll see y'all next time on The Down Low.